Okay, so then you have an axisymmetric problem. The most efficient way to go about it, if that thing works out, of course, is to have a real axisymmetric code. Now, we typically have 3D codes, which we like to compare with 2D simulations. And here's an idea how to get these 2D simulations, which are very similar to 3D ones because they use the 3D Cartesian stencils. And on the way, that was part of the original motivation by Stephen Bryant, was that if you naively go and do it, make a 2D code, then you have all these axis instabilities. Well, in 3D, on a Cartesian grid, the code doesn't know about axis or anything. Typically, the center and the axis are completely regular anyway. So the idea is just if you have an axis symmetry about the z-axis, so this might be part my grid. Here I put David's R coordinate, and this is the z coordinate, and the rotation goes like that, then just going to Cartesian coordinates on this grid will not help because you have the typical 1 over r terms still. But what you can do is you can look at the slab, and I'll give you a slab of grid points with the y, the x directions here. And I say a slab because, well, these points at a certain z value might just be these. Give you points on the y equals 0 plane. And a slab would be here having points available to, and I put all of these, because you see right away that if I had these hollow points, then I can use my standard 3D centered difference stencils and compute everything I want. Question, how do I get the hollow points? What you do is you appeal to the rotation symmetry of the problem and just rotate from the axis. This point rotates up to here. I have to rotate to get this one. I may want to rotate like this to get this one. But since the problem is symmetric in this way, I know how to get all these things. I need a rotation, and I need an interpolation. The question is, does it really work? So the proposal is, you take your axisymmetric problem, you write it with 3D Cartesian stencils like here. And this first step is very simple. If you have a 3D code lying around, you realize what this amounts to is just applying a different boundary condition. We do that all the time. We have the center differences in the interior of the grid. When you get to the outer boundary, you say something coming from the physical boundary at this point or from the symmetry in here. So we do this all the time. For the 3D codes, it's just another boundary condition. Now the question is, this looks too simple to trivially work. And what you have to ask yourself is that after this rotation and this interpolation, you have an effective 2D stencil which is inhomogeneous. Right? If I now want this point where I start my rotation, I have to interpolate, say, use a Lagrange polynomial expansion or something. So I'm using, in the end, only information from the axis, but in a non-centered way. All these finite difference schemes are carefully tailored with, say, center differences so that certain pathological terms drop out, that you go second order and so forth. So you might worry just doing that, which is very simple coming from the 3D code, your evolution scheme falls apart because you have an effectively inhomogeneous stencil. So what we do is we make experiments. We can run foreshortened geodesic slicings with small steps for thousands of iterations, and it does not fall apart. And we can also do these wave collapse scenarios with maximal slicing in cactus. That's things that Daniel Holtz is running right now. So I should say Stephen Brand had most of the idea. I worked on that. There are other people, Ryuchi, Miguel, and this is our cheap way to do test runs in 2D with cactus. And I should also point out, if you really want to have an axisymmetric problem, you usually do use a logarithmic radial coordinate to bring out further regions. That's the standard thing. Matt pointed it out. All the old codes do that. Here we can't do that. And I should also point out, if your 3D code has a particular 3D problem, you will have that here too. functionality, you don't benefit from the work you get by really going to the exosymmetric code. Yes.
So you also reduce the number of parameters? So because you are restricting yourself to the Y equals 0, so that you know that certain components of the metric must be 0 there. So you use the other components as well, or do you just throw them away?
We create these other components. So at first you restrict yourself, you just have the axisymmetric ones, but then you have all the 9 metric components that you get from rotation of the plane. Yes. So if I do linear interpolation, it may see problems, but if you use a 3-point stencil, it's second order conversion all the way through. Okay. Right, so we have toy examples. Yeah. Right, so we have toy examples with scalar waves, but you really don't want to go through this work everywhere on your grid. If you really want to have 2D stencils, you should do, say, what David does and just be careful about what happens on the axis. If you have to change, if you want 2D stencil everywhere, this is sort of too high a price to pay to just get the axis stable. Yeah, the variables change on too.
So in effect, when you do the rotation calculation, they're presumably linear in the given contribution from each point. And so
yes.
You recorded that proposition that produces a 2D stencil.
Yes, yes. See, so we do that, for example, when we attempt a stability analysis. And at the moment, I can't really say anything about it because there are 2 square roots of complex numbers, and I couldn't figure out whether it's just a problem Mathematica is having or whether this thing has a problem. All I'm saying, here's an idea. It really doesn't seem to be out there in the literature. I mean, I talk to Christ, I talk to people, and nobody says, hey, this is what people did in 1923. So it's so simple, and it works very well for us, starting with the 3D code. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I can also say the obvious again. If you want to do one of these wave collapses and see where this goes, Daniel runs and goes through in 4 or 8 hours. And if you really want to push a higher resolution comparable 3D run, it sits on a big machine for a week. So if you just want to find out where you are going, and the problem is, has a good axisymmetric example, then something simple to try. Okay.